essence, he's not assisting the Northwest Province with anything. We don't believe in his state of the province because he's just coming to lie to the people of Northwest.
DA constituency head in Northwest, Joe McGlua, is also of the opinion that Mahomapelo is not fit to deliver the address as he was one of those who kept Zuma in power. McGlua says corruption in various provincial departments, especially education and agriculture, is a reality and that Mahomapelo is implicated indirectly.
The Premier is number one responsible for what is happening in this province, and he has to deal with it. And also that's why we are saying we need the Hawks in the Northwest Province to also come and assist and fix those who are involved in state capture and also possible corruption.
The SOPA is expected to start at 9 and will be presided by the Speaker, Susanna Deinke. National Director of Public Prosecutions, Sean Abrahams, will receive recommendations from his prosecutions team today on whether to charge former President Jacob Zuma. Abrahams will then decide on the way forward, including the time frame for when he will announce his decision, reports ENCA. In October, Zuma lost his appeal against a High Court ruling that corruption charges against him should be reinstated. The DA took the NPA to court over its 2009 decision to not charge Zuma. He was given until last month to make presentations to the NPA on why he should not face charges. The NPA has been weighing its decision on whether to charge Zuma since it received those representations. Meanwhile, AfriForum says it will file criminal complaints of perjury and defeating the ends of justice against the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Abrahams, today. The civil rights body said in a statement that Abrahams is not fit and proper to hold the position. In December, the North Gauteng High Court declared Abrahams' appointment unlawful and said it should be set aside. He and the National Prosecuting Authority are appealing the ruling. The DA has also called on Ramaphosa to fire Abrahams. And then in a slightly ironic situation, a search and rescue police dog, Olive, went missing, but has since been reunited with her handler, Constable Sogenzile Katikati. Olive was found in the dense forest by a search party consisting of various canine units as well as the Mtata mounted unit. Olive had been missing for 3 days after rescuing a 55-year-old man who had been lost for 2 days. Police spokesperson Dineo Kwena said Olive had apparently been chased off by a pack of dogs as she and her handler were getting ready to leave after the successful recovery of the man. Olive and Katikati have been partners since 2012, and Olive has been recognized as the best rescue dog in the Eastern Cape for 3 years in a row. Your top story at this hour. The Northwest State of the Province address is set to kick off at Marikana, Rustenburg this morning. Follow OFM's news page on Twitter. Just go to @OFMnews.